What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You know, Ramona, I am I'm particularly excited today because I see a reason for being extremely optimistic. I think that we are headed into the worst of it, and which is why there are new recommendations today that people even stay out of stores the next couple weeks. But I think we are headed for the worst, and quickly thereafter, I think we will start to see a rebound. I think we will see a return to optimism in short order. I think there's all sorts of reasons to believe that. I think we are gaining every day on this virus. And one sports sign of it today came in the fact that we have some rescheduled major golf events. I'm sorry? We have some rescheduled major golf events. The PGA has been rescheduled for August 6th to 9th. August 6th to 9th. Trust me, they are not doing this casually. They are not doing this without medical guidance. That tournament has been rescheduled August 6th to 9th. You know what comes at the end of August? Football season. Into September. Football season.
And what does
that mean?
If
they are scheduling the PGA, it means football is going to be played. And how many days are there now, Ramona?
145.
145 days remaining until college football returns on August 29th. Okay.
Well, we're
now, again, the PGA PGA rescheduled for August 6th to 9th. There is another sign that football is coming, people. It is coming. We are going to have football. We are going to get through this. You know, I saw a tweet today from somebody who follows me on Twitter, and it was about, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to return to normalcy. We've returned to normalcy from every single situation that has ever faced this earth. You know, we act like these things have never happened before. 100 million people plus died in the Black Death. And that is, look, every life matters. Every life matters. And these projections of 100,000 people dying are tough to hear. But 34,000 people died from the flu in this country last year, and nobody batted an eyelash. Vaccines are coming. This will be turned into the flu soon enough. We are catching up on this every day. We just are. Now, are there some disingenuous phonies out there? Yes, absolutely. Many of them are in the media. But we are gaining. And we have reason for optimism as a people. Football is more, it's not just football for football's sake that's returning. It's football as a sign of our return to normalcy and all of the benefits that come from it. From a state of mind standpoint, from an economic standpoint, these things are vital to who we are. And football is coming. The U.S. Open, September 17th to the 18th. September 17th to the 20th. The Masters, November 12th to the 15th. They're all coming. Sports is coming back. Normalcy is returning. But, Ramona, I thought that we need some motivation. We need some motivation. And what better way to be motivated than through the greatest motivational coach in history? You know, it's really one of our roadrageous moments in history, but I'm giving you extra doses of this today because I think that we all need it. And I think it's the exact right time for it because I am beyond excited. I'm beyond excited that we are going to get through all this as a people. That we will land on our feet as we always do. that we will learn from it. We will grow from it. We will be better for it. And football and sports is returning. And that is a return to normalcy. But if you need a little extra oomph, I've got your little extra oomph right here. Ramona, give me the magic.
His funeral was held in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. He died with a courage and grace that had always marked him as a man. Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow in cold November mud. For 9 years, Lombardi coached the Green Bay Packers. He drove them to 5 NFL championships and victories in the first 2 Super Bowls. His game plans contained a minimum of simple plays executed with a maximum of effort.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
What the hell's going on out here? Everybody's grabbing out there. Nobody's touching. Just grabbing, everybody. Grab, grab, grab. Nobody's touching. Put your shoulders in there out there.
Beneath his stormy surface flowed the warm tide of compassion and kindness.
I know I'm an emotional man. In order for me, for example, to give everything of myself, to take the mental anguish that's all part of this game, the emotionalism that's all part of this game, in order for me to do this for someone else, I think there has to be a certain amount of love for that other person. There's love for each other, in other words, in the game of football.
Lombardi believed in the old-fashioned virtues, which were stamped all over his teams. Hard work, second effort, loyalty, and love. His genius was that he was able to inspire so many of his players to grasp these ideals. Lombardi's influence extended not only to his own team, but during his short career as head coach, many hundreds of thousands of other young athletes warmed their own competitive spirits by the bright fire of this man who stood for everything that was solid and successful in American sports. He remains for many the very heart of pro football. Pumping hard right now. Every year, the winner of the Super Bowl is awarded the Vincent Lombardi Trophy. His legacy is the greatest prize the game can offer.
Ramona, take me to Vince Lombardi, the first season. And what you're going to hear Bart Starr talk about the first meeting with Lombardi.
Tell you how proud we are to have you a part of the Packers, just as you should be proud to be here, to be a part of this team.
When he walked into the meeting, and he looked us right in the eye, he said, "Gentlemen, we're going to relentlessly chase perfection, knowing full well we won't catch it because nothing is perfect. But we're going to relentlessly," and that's how he blurted it, chase it, because in the process we will catch excellence. He said, I'm not remotely interested in being just good. Holy mackerel, man, I was just up like this. I didn't even need a seat to sit on. I was like this, ready to go.
In August 1959, Green Bay's new head coach opened his first training camp.
I was in a Marine boot camp for 2 years. I knew all about how tough it was, and these things were picnics compared to what he did. Come on the field, first he took a lap. We thought it was fine. Then the receivers would go out and run patterns. They say, okay, now we're starting practice. And then we went to up-down.
And up-down is running in place. When he says front, you hit your belly. Back, you hit your back. And you would do that to the point of exhaustion. Guys would lose consciousness on the field, vomiting. It wasn't uncommon to see a guy just keel over.
It was unbelievable. We all just looked at each other. We couldn't believe this guy's crazy.
The big thing is that he recognized the talent which was there.
We had a lot of talent. Nitschke, Jimmy Taylor, Ringo, myself, Forrest Gregg, Horny, Star. There were 13 guys who were Pro Bowl, All-Pro, or Hall of Fame on that 58 team. And we were 1-10-1.
I believe we'll have a nucleus about which we can build the future.
Lombardi's first official game as head coach had finally arrived. Hosting the Bears, Green Bay pulled off an upset, winning 9-6. It was only the first game of the season, but the Packers celebrated as if they had won the championship.
I think it was self-preservation. Make him happy. Maybe he'll be nicer on us tomorrow, but I don't know.
All right, Ramona, give me... It is. And Bart Starr's comments, you know, about what Lombardi said originally, just exactly what we're talking about. This is the greatest coach in the history of football. Don't get it twisted. It's not Belichick. It's not any college coach. The greatest college coach in the history of football was Vince Lombardi. The man coached 9 seasons. During those 9 seasons, he won 7 championships. 7 out of 9 years. His NFL winning percentage unparalleled as well, better than Belichick's. Let me hear Jerry Kramer, Ramona, one of Lombardi's prime students who made a key block in the ice ball. This is Jerry Kramer discussing the greatness of Vince Lombardi.
Timeless quality about Coach Lombardi's principles, his concepts, his beliefs. Coach said it very simple. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. He was from Brooklyn, son of a butcher, tough as nails, gap teeth, horn-rimmed glasses, but he knew football. So much so that they put his name on the Super Bowl trophy. Vincent Thomas Lombardi. When he was first named head coach, we had a meeting and said, I have never been a loser and I'm not about to start now.
You'll be proud of this game and you can do a great deal for football today.
Forceful, full of energy, full of fire, full of burn.
Hey, what about that now?
But he was a good teacher. He gave me permission to dream. He gave me permission to believe in myself and believe that I could be one of the better guards in the game at that time.
Go out there and play this ball game like I know you can play it.
He was an incredibly demanding, difficult human being. And I think because he demanded so much of himself that he could demand that much of us. That last drive in the Ice Bowl personifies the Lombardi era and the Lombardi team. We found all the fire and all the heart and all the principles of Coach Lombardi. And that's what took us down the field at 65 yards and into the end zone.
Third and goal, quarterback.
That philosophy, his principles, his beliefs, his concepts were relevant 4,000 years ago. And they'll be relevant 4,000 years from now.
great Jerry Kramer on the great Vince Lombardi. And when we come back, one more Lombardi speech, which I will read to you. But as football season approaches, and it does, who better than the greatest coach who ever lived to get us all jacked up for the coming season? It's Vince Lombardi. And if you don't, if you hear those words, if you hear all of those comments and speeches, and that doesn't get you fired up for what's to come, I don't know what will. And it's not just football. The wisdom of Lombardi extends to life, as Kramer suggested. That the words had meaning 4,000 years ago and will have meaning 4,000 years from now. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we're here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Delicious hand-cut and prepared poultry, meats, and pork chops await you at the Chopping Block in Powdersville. USDA prime beef, Angus all beef, and Wagyu hot dogs, chicken breasts, Berkshire pork chops, and certified Angus ground chuck. Plus, meals to go like beef tips, lasagna, chicken and ziti dishes with meat sauce and more. Support local businesses like the Chopping Block in Powdersville on Highway 181 South, a couple of blocks off 153. Custom prepared meal, poultry, and pork. The Chopping Block, Powdersville.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Crute LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crute LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
At Chick-fil-A, we may be about the little things, but for us, community is a big thing. It brings out the best in us all, even in times as uncertain as these. While we can't have the pleasure of serving you in our dining areas, we're still here for you. With delivery, drive-through, and mobile order where possible, in compliance with state and local regulations. Order through the Chick-fil-A app or our delivery partners, and we'll see you soon. In the meantime, let's all take good care of each other.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Show plans to make me blue.
them to the road rage back on a Vince Lombardi Motown Monday. I'm getting all these texts. Preach it, Walt. No, they're preach it, Walt. Jared, thank you so much. So much fear-mongering. And then this, Walt, laying here sick as a dog, but can listen to Vince Lombardi stuff all day long. Thank you. And then, of course, I get one, you know, negative Nancy type. Nobody can be sure of anything right now. What's the benefit of diving headfirst into declaring for sure football's coming? Because it is. You can believe whatever you want. It is. I mean, it's being said all over. It's a sign of our wellness. We are not going to stay down. There's a reason the major golf tournaments are rescheduling. What do you think we're going to do? What do you think we're going to do? You think we're going to dry up and go away? Honestly, I'm sick to death of that freaking talk. I mean, what's the alternative? We're all going to die? Surrender? Hide under your bed until mama comes and tells you to come out? What's the alternative? If we aren't back up on our feet in 5 months running, we are dead. So you can choose to believe whatever you want. If you want to hide under your bed and believe that society will never return to normal and we're never going to get back to, except that we have 34,000 die of the flu every year. And no one even bats an eyelash. We'll have vaccines to this just like we do the flu. Normalcy is just around the corner. Just hang tight. Hang on. It's coming. And Vince Lombardi is telling you. You want in 654-7627. 1961, Ramona. Vince Lombardi. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. There is no room for second place. There's only one place in my game, and that's first place. I have finished second twice in my time at Green Bay, and I don't ever want to finish second again. There is a second place bowl game, but it is a game for losers played by losers. It is and always has been an American zeal to be first in anything we do and to win and to win and to win. Every time a football player goes to ply his trade, he's got to play from the ground up, from the soles of his feet right up to his head. Every inch of him has to play. Some guys play with their heads. That's okay. You've got to be smart to be number one in any business. But more importantly, you've got to play with your heart, with every fiber of your body. If you're lucky enough to find a guy with a lot of head and a lot of heart, he's never going to come off that field second. Running a football team is no different than running any other kind of organization. An army, a political party, a business. The principles are the same. The object is to win, to beat the other guy. Maybe that sounds hard or cruel. I don't think it is. It is a reality of life that men are competitive, and the most competitive games draw the most competitive men. That's why they're there, to compete. The object is to win, fairly, squarely, by the rules, but to win. And in truth, I've never known a man worth his salt who in the long run, deep down in his heart, didn't appreciate the grind, the discipline. There is something in good men that really yearns for discipline and the harsh reality of head-to-head combat. I don't say these things because I believe in the brute nature of man or that men must be brutalized to be combative. I believe in God and I believe in human decency, but I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, his greatest fulfillment to all he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. And we will be victorious again. And football is coming. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You were all terrific all last week in your contributions. I want more and more of that. New people on the phone lines as well, 654-7627. You can get in. If the words of Vince Lombardi don't fire you up, nothing will. Nothing will. He's the greatest coach of all time. Texter said, I'm sorry, I don't think that other texter realizes we live in America. Right. Right. Texter says, I knew all the common sense left the world with World War II, folks. Maybe. Maybe. But, you know, when you hear the words of Lombardi, they just carry on through all of history. You know, he was the greatest who ever lived. He's the greatest football coach who ever lived, period. No one's ever going to surpass what he did and how he did it. He won 7 championships in 9 years. And the 2 that he didn't win haunted him. Because he wanted to win every single time. You know, Ramona, there was a funny story that was told in one of the NFL films editions of how, you know, after one particular victory, some dude stole his hat, his favorite hat, off of his head. Lombardi chased him down and knocked him away and took his hat back.
Oh my
goodness. Saw the video of it. I saw the video of it. And I saw him talking about it later, too. That, like, you know, there was no way. You know, he wasn't just words. He was what he was. And as the video says, taking Lombardi's hat was a big mistake. A big mistake. As the guy who took it found out. You know, and this wasn't a young man at the time, you know, and he always wore his long, he had the suit and his long dress coat and his, you know, his array of dapper hats and his cold weather hats. But this was his particular favorite hat. And watching the video is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because he immediately ran after the guy and he almost knocked him to the ground. He gave him a hammer blow and almost knocked him to the ground and took his hat right back. You know, you don't take Vince Lombardi's hat. And, you know, it's funny because, JJ, I'm coming right to you. All of the Packer players, it was a lot like the Parcells factor, you know, where everyone knew how tough he was. You know, that's who he was. It's who he actually was. And when you played for him, you know, it's like on one of those clips, as one of those clips said, it was way worse than any Marine Corps training or anything else. It was tough. It was tough. When players played for him, you know, they didn't even really realize how much they loved him. It's sort of what they found afterward, you know, what he turned them into, what he made them as people, as successes in life. You know, it was when they were going through it, it was a kind of hell. But they all became better people for it. And I think they all knew that on some level. It was similar to, again, what Parcells, the way Parcells conducted himself and the way players just swore allegiance to him when their careers were over, or then players who even allegedly disliked him followed him like he was some sort of Pied Piper around the league. I'm talking about Parcells now, like Terry Glenn. And that's what Lombardi was. You listen to all these Lombardi players in the aftermath of their careers, and they just adore the man. Adore him. JJ, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you doing? And like you said,
good, JJ.
We'll have football. Can you imagine? Hey, August, September, and October, I mean, you're going to have college football, pro football, the Kentucky Derby, golf majors. I mean, there's going to be so much going on. You ain't going to be able to, your shows are going to have to go to 6 hours, Walt. That's just all there is to it. You're going to do a 6-hour show.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It's going to be incredible, and we're all going to be so desperate and hungry for it. We're all going to need it. Well, the good news is that medicine is coming.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, I want to get your thoughts on this NASCAR iRacing. I didn't even realize that their ratings, they're getting over 1 million some plus this past weekend and a million plus last weekend. They're actually betting on it in Vegas now. What are your thoughts? They're talking about keeping this going even with NASCAR coming back. Yeah. They're talking about keeping this as a midweek thing for the drivers because they are making tons of money off of it. And there's actually sponsors wanting to get on the digital cars. I mean, it's unreal, Walt. Do you think this is going to help NASCAR to get back to prominence?
Yeah.
Because apparently it's getting a lot of popularity right now.
Yeah, you know, JJ, honestly, I haven't really been involved with it yet, but I do believe this. I do believe, like, fantasy football is to football in terms of popularizing the game to an even greater degree. I believe that this can have a similar impact for NASCAR and a much-needed impact because, let's be honest, NASCAR has been a dead sport. It's just been dead. It's been dead because they didn't stay true to their heritage and their roots. They tried to spread out nationally. They watered down the product. And in so doing, they, I think, neglected their base, you know, and so I think this is an opportunity to sort of rejuvenate, refresh NASCAR, and maybe this will be long lasting. I think it certainly provides another element to it. And as you say, in a time of where there's not many things to bet on in Vegas, it is giving people something to look at.
Oh yeah, I mean I didn't realize it was getting around as good as it was, and I know this year NASCAR's ratings are up and a lot of the people coming to the stands are back. I mean, they're not what they used to be, don't get me wrong, but they have as of started this year before it got stopped, they was gaining their ratings back and gaining a lot, and I think a lot of it had to do with you know, some fresh blood and also some good feuds. I mean, everybody hates Logano. Everybody, you know, gets a trip off of Clint Bowyer. I mean, you got some characters now also there that you didn't have there for the last 6 or 7 years, other than, you know, we yell for Dale Jr. because he was Dale Earnhardt's son. Now you've actually got more drivers that are getting the fanboys.
Right, and you need that because for too long a time, you had these white rice drivers, you know, like the same thing that men's tennis went through. The best drivers were these guys who nobody cared about. You know, they, again, just like the tennis players, these guys who have no personality and that were wet noodles that nobody cared about. Well, you know what? You need some fire. You need some fire in the gut. You need some people who are characters, you know, who have character and who are characters. That's what it takes. That's what the sport used to have. So again, maybe all of this is good. And quite honestly, you know, NASCAR's had an opportunity here to create something while everything else has been sort of shut down.
Oh yeah, and they're saying they're coming back soon. I'm hoping they'll be May because I got tickets to the 600, so I'm hoping it's going to happen. But anyway, well, y'all have a great day. I'm glad y'all are on the air. I'm glad everything's going well. And for everybody out there, don't forget, support the sponsors of these shows because you know what?
Thank
we got to have them. We got to have them. We got to have them. Talk to y'all later.
That's what we're talking about, JJ. That's what we're talking about. On the text line, Ramona, JJ's suggestion of me doing 6 hours has gained popularity. Yeah, no. Four is my max. Well, thank you for that. Texture 313, 6 hours of road rage. Sign me up, capital letters, exclamation marks. Thank you very much. Texture says, thanks for the Jerry Kramer clip, Walt. Instant replay, one of my reads. Yeah, it was one of my father's reads, and as such, I got to read it, and you should read it. You should read it. I mean, trust me, Jerry Kramer, great writer. Jerry Kramer, great, great, great writer. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. Oh, Tester 270 told me something I did not know. Peyton's Place, it has an episode with Brett Favre on Vince Lombardi showing the video of Lombardi taking his hat back. I did not know that. I found that I bumped into that. You know, I'd read and seen all these Lombardi stories before, but I don't recall the story about the hat until today. So I was fascinated to see that. Hey, look, for 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, you can return it for a full refund or exchange. Easy Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. There are six different sizes. Trust me, this is the greatest thing ever. Everyone who's bought it loves it. You don't have to mow your grass anymore. You're not going to be out there in the 100 degrees and the 100% humidity while your neighbors are killing yourself. You're going to be inside kicking back, drinking sweet tea. Your neighbors are going to think you made some deal with the devil because your grass is going to be thick, green, and luxurious, and theirs is going to look terrible. And the reason is because the Husqvarna automowers operate on the principle of the grazing animal. They mow the most minute amount possible. Your grass is never shocked. It grows thick, green, and luxurious. They're just amazing. Uphills, downhills, around objects. When they need recharging, they take themselves back to the port, recharge, and then go pick up wherever they left off. No one's ever actually going to see your lawn being mowed because they're so low profiled as well. It's Easley Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned for over 40 years. Go see Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Auto Mower Pros, for sales, installation, and service for all your power equipment needs. It's 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley. 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley. Tell them I say you online at easleylawn.com. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Please listen, this is important. Anyone can be affected by the prescription opioid crisis. If you think you've been hurt by Purdue or its prescription opioids like OxyContin, you may be entitled to compensation as part of Purdue's bankruptcy, but you have to file a claim. Claims may include overdose, death, substance use disorder, lost wages, and neonatal abstinence syndrome. A confidential claim can be filed by individuals, a legal guardian, by survivors or relatives of people who have died or are disabled. The deadline to file a claim is June 30th, 2020, or you will lose your right to file a claim. For more information, visit PurduePharmaClaims.com, or you can call toll-free 1-844-217-0912. That's 1-844-217-0912. Paid for by Prime Clerk, LLC.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds. That's probably why you don't want to go to the post office right now. That's why you need Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Plus, you'll save money and discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com handles it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your carrier. It's that simple. Buy. Time isn't the only thing you're going to save at Stamps.com. You'll get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Road Rage as one word. That's Stamps.com, enter Road Rage.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to Captain Jim. Captain Jim, how are you?
Well, Walt, I'm hanging in there. You are my inspiration, Walt. I had to call you when you talked about Vince Lombardi, and I didn't know whether I'll hear you your listeners probably don't realize that, well, my favorite Clemson player of all time played on that 1957 Vince Lombardi victory. And you know who I'm talking about? He's still living, Bob.
I'm not sure.
He's living in Pickens, South Carolina right now.
Go ahead, Jim. Tell your story.
His name is Fred Cone.
Yeah.
And he is in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. And he is in the Clemson Hall of Fame. And that year, 1957, he was the leading scorer of the Green Bay Packers. He was a fullback at Clemson primarily.
Yeah, fullback. Yeah.
Also, at the time he held
kicker
every. No, he was a runner. He was a fullback. He was a kicker.
No, too. I know he was a fullback, but he was a kicker too. That's what I was saying.
Well, when he played at Clemson, he was primarily a runner. He was an outstanding runner. And he at the time when he left Clemson, he held almost every single running record. But he developed what he called, I think he called it, an educated hoe when he went to play for Green Bay. He played as a fullback for Green Bay as well as a place kicker. And he was in the 1957 championship NFL game that you were talking about. And he was also that year, 1957, he was the leading scorer for the Green Bay Packers. He is in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, the Clemson Hall of Fame, and he is still living in Pickens, South Carolina. I went to school with him. He remains my very favorite Clemson player, and I just wanted to put that plug in. A lot of your listeners, I'm sure, don't know about Fred Cone, but they ought to know
Absolutely.
Story. Let me tell you one more thing about Fred Cone. He did not play high school football. His sister recommended him to Frank Howard. Frank Howard had one more position available on the team, and he accepted Fred Cone, which was probably the wisest decision he ever made. Clemson had two undefeated seasons under Frank Howard. Fred Cone played in both of those two undefeated seasons. He is the only Clemson football player, I believe, that played on both of those undefeated teams in 1948 and 1950. That's just a little
history. It's great stuff, Captain Jim.
Well,
absolutely. Great stuff, Captain Jim. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Another legend passed in the last few days, unfortunately, of coronavirus. That's Tom Dempsey. Tom Dempsey, the old straight-on kicker who kicked the 63-yard field goal against Detroit for the New Orleans Saints, which, you know, shocked the world. In fact, you know, Ramona, I retweeted that video the other day. The video is a foggy old video. It's not clear. And on that kick, Don Kroenke was doing the commentary in that game. And Kroenke was actually sort of chuckled a little bit when he realized that what the Saints were going to try and do, kick a 63-yard field goal. And then once the ball was in the air, Kroenke suddenly came to understand that, oh, this thing has a chance. And it not only had a chance, it was good and it won the game. And the crowd went berserk, and Kroenke went berserk, and it's one of the great moments in the history of football, especially when you consider that, you know, it requires great torque to kick the ball that distance, which is why soccer-style kickers eventually came into vogue, and straight-on kickers just couldn't generate the distance, but Dempsey did, and Dempsey, you know, there were people who complained about him because he had a steel plate in his shoe because he had a half foot on his right foot, on his kicking foot. I don't think it had anything to do with the steel plate. I think it had to do with perhaps his foot himself and just how powerful he was. Because the square surface made a thud when it hit that ball. Regardless, Dempsey with the 63-yard field goal became a part of football lore and legend, and that obviously lasted basically until football was played in Denver. but yeah, Dempsey's kick was one of the classic sports moments in football lore and history. And Tom Dempsey died in the last few days, I think at the age of 71. Is that GL, Ramona?
Yes.
GL, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Your last caller said something about getting a free cone, right?
Right.
Okay. You need to somehow find this. Jerry Clower made did a skit about Fred Cone, about called Going to Clemson.
Okay, I mean, I'll look for it. Go ahead.
It is funny. He was talking about, you know, he played in Mississippi State. They were going to play Clemson, and he was looking forward to tackling the great Fred Cone. Oh, I just couldn't wait to tackle. You gotta listen. You wanna join? I'm like, and when I heard this, I'm like, wait a second. Is this the same guy? Wait a minute. Say 57. Yeah, sound about like John Cloud was there. So I just figured I'd enlighten you that maybe there's something you'll catch on one of the breaks and run through real quick.
Yeah, I'll look for it. I will look for it, GL. I appreciate the heads up on it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know it's Motown Monday and you're just playing Marvin Vandellas, Smokey Robinson, and Miracles and all that other stuff.
There you go. But
maybe put,
you're playing. There you go, exactly.
As long as you don't put, yeah. But you'll find it. You'll love it.
All right, GL, I'll look for it. Okay. I'll see if I can find it. Thank you, GL. I appreciate the update. I will have to do some research to find that. Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. There's Gilstrap Roofing. When Ramona's roof was leaking, who did she call? She called Gilstrap. They came right out. Fix a leak. Hasn't leaked since. Look, here's the deal. There's the most important element of your home is your roof, period. It's not just from an aesthetic standpoint. It's what keeps you warm and dry and keeps your family safe. That's your roof. So, you know, we don't think about it very often, and probably because we don't want to think about it. But the most important element of your home is, without question, your roof. So take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. Let Gilstrap come out and take a look at it. You can't do it yourself. You wouldn't know what you were looking for anyway. This is Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. They'll give you a free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They'll be glad to help you. It's Gilstrap Roofing. It's 269-1232. It's 269-1232. Give them a call today. As I said, they'll be glad to help you. All right, here's the deal. When we come back, by the way, tell them I'm saying, when we come back, we're going to take a look back on the insane Road Rage live mock draft that Eric McClain and Josh Phillips participated in with dueling picks on Friday afternoon. The show ended with the last pick. I had no opportunity to comment on it. We're also going to play you a little clip of how the insanity started at the beginning of that. Also on today's agenda, college football talk, actual talk, breakdown of games, and a bunch of NFL talk as well. At some point, I want to get to my division picks for next year, and we're going to do all that and more. Also, I have a very funny comment from Gil Brandt about Andy Dalton and one Joe Burrow when we return.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit clemsontigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.